Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
And welcome back to another week of Magic and Wonder. Once again, my name is Nate Darling. Hello to all of you, and thank you for downloading or streaming the show. With me, as always, is Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hi, welcome back.
And our friend Larry is away. He's away on business. He's in the City of Angels tonight. So sitting in for Larry is our friend Jason Casey. Welcome to the podcast, Jason.
Well, thank you for having me. And welcome back, listeners, I guess.
And my cat Zippy is, of course, making an appearance because people are talking, and that's what he does. And he's here to knock over my woodchuck hard cider, straight from Vermont, just like me.
Delicious.
Woodchuck hard cider. Get some for yourself and get... No, don't do that.
I heard you say straight from Vermont, just like me, so I just felt like you're straight and from Vermont, so it is, just like you.
Indeed.
And both are delicious.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know that he's delicious. I imagine, though.
Well, it looks delicious.
Well, I mean, you can go a number of ways with that. I mean, you can go literally, you can go metaphysically. Mm-hmm. You could go in a Brian Wilson sort of way and just be sort of out there with it. Thank you to everybody for recommending us to friends. And we ask that if you enjoy the show, please do that. Tell a friend about the show. You can like The Nate Darling Show on Facebook, which is awesome to do. My cat's scratching stuff. It's so distracting. You can like us on Facebook. You can email the show, too. We will answer your questions.
Yes, email us your questions.
Your questions, your comments, your observations. Things that you might have ideas, stuff you might want us to talk about. The email address is natedarlingshow@rocketmail.com. And I got one more thing to ask. If you're listening to the show right now and you have a computer in front of your or your smartphone and you can, put it as your Facebook status that you're listening to The Nate Darling Show. That would be really, really awesome.
Cool. Should I update my Facebook status and say I'm
recording The Nate Darling Show?
Yes, right you now? Should.
I'm going to right now.
Yeah, and Brian from Camon actually a couple weeks ago was like, I'm listening to it on my phone right now. And I was like, that is so cool, Brian from Camon.
I love Brian, and I love Camon.
I miss Brian, and I miss Camon.
So you should go to Camon and say hello to Brian.
Everybody loves Brian, too. He's such a great guy, and he has some of the best sushi in town.
That's right.
There you go. If he were a sponsor on the show, we'd say more glowing things about him, but he's just a really good guy. All right, let's jump into things that aren't so awesome from this week. Protests on BART in San Francisco. Oh, Jesus.
I thought we covered this last week, but apparently it never ends.
It doesn't end, and here's why. This week, they were back protesting, and authorities were repeatedly closing a couple of different BART stations during the Monday evening commute. They arrested 45 people in connection with an anti-BART protest that roamed both above ground along Market Street and inside the transit system, which, of course, pissed off everybody who had to get somewhere.
I know. Last week, I sort of defended BART to some extent. This week, I'm taking that back.
Why? Okay.
And I would like to add to that also. Like, nobody got shot this time, though, right? Out of the 45 people.
There were no assassinations.
There were no assassinations.
Here's the problem I have. Last week, the protest was about the BART officers shooting the homeless guy with the bottle and the knife. This week, the protest was about BART shutting off cell phone service last week when they were trying to protest. So basically what's going to happen is next week they're going to have a protest about 45 people that were arrested being protesting. It's just this giant circle of bullshit.
Yeah, and they're all idiots. I've decided both sides are equally idiots. That's my opinion.
But would you not say that maybe in this time that we're in, people are looking for anything that they can to protest and rise up against those that are in control?
But that's stupid.
Yes, it is. To protesting for the sake of protesting is idiotic. It's absolutely moronic.
I'm just saying people are looking for things because they have anger that they want to get out. And
find something that makes sense to protest and change it. Don't just protest to be a nuisance and a pain in my ass.
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's their whole raison d'etre, to be a pain in the ass.
And the thing is, I think BART really fed into it, you know, playing the game and shutting down the stations. Let them protest. Let them do their thing. Don't give them all this airtime. Don't make them make you crazy. You know, shutting down the stations, driving everybody crazy, inconveniencing everybody.
I think shutting down cell phone service in the tunnel, like in BART. I think that's a little ridiculous. That's a little.
They own that airspace. If they want to do it, they can. I don't know that I necessarily agree with it either. I don't know that it's something to protest about. Especially when the whole thing started about shooting this guy that had a knife and was drunk and was threatening the cops.
Yeah.
Like, what exactly? I understand the guy before that, okay, maybe a little bit questionable. But this one seems pretty, I mean, like the cops were trying to do their very best and they were threatened and they were protecting their lives, yeah?
That's kind of what I understand, but apparently they're looking to assassinate people.
I mean, I understand the Oscar Grant thing was a little bit...
Absolutely. That was a situation gone completely awry. And you know, the cell phone video was everywhere. And the BART officer, who's now out of jail after serving time for shooting him while he was on the ground, claimed that he was reaching back and thought he was grabbing his taser to taser him. And he grabbed his pistol and shot him. Now,
that's a major oops, right? It's like, my bad.
You know, at best, that's a major oops. But I honestly don't think, and granted, I'm not African-American, I don't really think that the police, any policeman in a situation like that, is consciously going to grab his firearm and execute a guy in front of hundreds of people on a platform. I just don't think that's going
to
happen.
I understand that, but because that happens to somebody at the same time, or it happens in the BART station, and they get bad press because of it, and somebody was actually able to see how wrong it actually was, now they're deciding that, yep, you know what, we're not going to allow cell phone videos or anything like to be like done at, you know, inside our halls. Well, maybe they do need to be watched sometimes. I mean, I think that that's a point of it, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, some people need to get to fucking work.
Well, basically the reason they turned off cell service was to try and keep people from being able to get super organized with their protest and where they were protesting. And we covered this a lot last week, but let me, that's fine. No.
I totally agree with what you just said, by the way, Jason. I don't think that we should be not holding people accountable. And I think if, you know, I'm not opposed to the people that videotape everything that goes on when the police respond and people want to videotape. It does bother me when the police are like, shut that off. No, do your job and do it right and do it properly or be held accountable. I'm okay with that, but I don't think this is what this is about. Right.
No. Yeah. If you're a cop and someone's videotaping you, just give them a little wink and a smile like Ponch would do on Chips.
And do your job.
And move on with your day. And just go, hey, I'm that good looking.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Be complimented. Yeah, be like, hey, you know, before you turn that on, let me do my hair real quick.
I remember once having that happen. And, when I was a police officer, they didn't have the smartphones, but somebody had a video camera. And they said, you're on tape. I was like, great. You know, get my good side. I'm still going to do my job to the best of my ability. I'm not intimidated by being videotaped.
So you weren't one of those cops that got freaked out when somebody in the surrounding area was behind you. Because that's what's happened in a couple of different situations in Rochester, New York, when a cop sort of freaked out and ended up cuffing a woman who was on her front lawn videotaping a traffic stop.
No, I think that's silly. Now, again, first and foremost, I mean, and I know this is just going to sound like cop talk, but officer safety is number one. If there's somebody up in my grill too close to me while I'm trying to effectively arrest someone or deal with a situation with a video camera, I'm going to ask them to step back to a safe distance so I can do my job.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes you a racist. Move on.
And I will own that.
Sure. The Kim Kardashian wedding has come and gone, at least the first part of it.
I didn't get invited.
That's because they haven't heard of the podcast yet.
Oh, well.
Because anybody else with a number of people, they invited Kathy Lee Gifford, for fuck's sake.
Allen was invited, too.
Mark S. Allen or Marcus Allen?
Mark S. Allen.
Oh, so Sacramento's Mark S. Allen. Not to be confused with Marcus Allen.
Not the Marcus Allen.
So that's great. Did he go?
No, he broke his back doing like his vertebrae or something like that.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Kind of horrible.
We were just moving in a positive direction, and you go to a guy with a broken back.
Feel better, Mark.
Yeah. If you're listening, Mark, I do hope you feel better. He works for a station that competes with mine, sort of. And I do hope he feels better because hurting yourself sucks. Right, Jason?
I don't know anything about it. Yeah. Hurting yourself sucks.
We'll get into Jason's story of his injury a little later in the show. I want to talk about Kim Kardashian's wedding for a moment now. Went down, what, Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really kind of interesting. Basically, they invited anybody who had a TV show to come and take a look at it so they would get some free publicity.
It was the whole Hollywood lineup.
Basically, yeah. And they invited Kathy Lee Gifford because they knew, oh, it'll get talked about on the Today Show. They invited Kelly Ripa, who told them, no, I've got something to do. and, of course, Seacrest because he's their boss. So that was part of the thing. And one of the things I read today about the wedding, there was another couple getting married at the same resort in, was it Santa Barbara?
I don't remember.
I think it was Santa Barbara. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They were having a wedding at the same place, the same weekend, and they went through their rehearsal. And after the rehearsal stuff, their guest wanted to go to the bar and have a drink. And they were all told the bar was closed because that was the staging area for all the media for the Kardashian wedding.
Oh, I'd be not happy.
Yeah, because I guarantee that place doesn't come cheap, and the other couple probably didn't have sponsors paying for everything.
Yeah, they came out ahead, actually, from their wedding.
Yeah, I heard about that also.
Kim Kardashian.
Vera Wang, though, man.
She made money. And was it just one Vera? I know she had three different dresses. Yeah. Were they all Vera Wang dresses?
Yes, they were all Vera Wang dresses.
Man, send me just one, Kim, please.
I what would you do with all that extra ass material in the dress, Mel?
She'd put on her breasts.
Have you seen my rump?
I have, actually.
I have a pretty nice full bottom, so no,
I've never seen your rump. I mean, like I've seen it in pants, but never.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's luscious.
I bet.
Right, but Kim Kardashian is known for having a giant, and she's actually said, and I quote, "I love my big fat ass."
Well, I'd have to have it taken in just a scoosh, but it's Vera Wang. I don't care.
So you just bring it to the local tailor and go, look, I have my Vera Wang here. I need you to take the ass in.
Yes. Well, I'd have to have the ass and the boobs taken in. I mean, I don't have her kind of boobs either.
No, you do. Don't worry about that. Your boobs are nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, there's a lot of television magic going on with her, I think.
Yeah, a lot of airbrushing.
Well, I don't know about airbrushing, but the way she's shot is very interesting because if you see the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show, as I do, because I do, she always looks really good. She's shot from certain angles. She's always really in the light. She looks great.
Yeah, for a reality television show, they really sure get that lighting and like those shots down right.
Right.
I know. I really wonder what their electric bill is to get that much light in that one house, or six houses wherever they shoot it. But I saw her. She was a guest judge on Project Runway. Yes, I watched Project Runway at my girlfriend's house. Okay.
Where's Larry when we need him?
Yeah, well, I don't think we need to go deeply into it. The point.
I haven't watched Project Runway since it was on Bravo. When it went to Lifetime, I was like, I'm not going to.
It's still on Bravo.
No, I thought it moved to Lifetime.
No, it's on Bravo.
I think we might have to have it.
I think you're talking. Maybe you're talking about America's Next Top Model. I don't know.
I'm talking about Project Runway. It's on Bravo.
I think so.
Because everything was a Bravo promo in the entire thing. But yeah, so. My girlfriend, and she enjoys the Project Runway, so that, not Project Runway, damn it, now I did, yeah, Project Runway.
Yeah.
So, Kim Kardashian was one of the, they have a guest judge on, and they go through, and she did not look as good as she does on her own show, sitting there. First of all, she's sitting next to Heidi Klum, so that doesn't help her at all.
Not at all.
And Kim Kardashian is short, she's like 5'3". 5'2", 5'3", so she's kind of short, whereas Heidi Klum is very tall.
Yeah.
And
gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, Heidi Klum is, she's an attractive lady.
She's a natural beauty. She's the type of girl you can wake up next to in the morning without any makeup on, and with her hair frizzled, and she's still going to look like
amazing, yeah.
Well, she hooked Seal, and that is illegal in some states, but she was able to do it. That's
wow.
Right, I went with a Seal pun. And you were telling me that if you miss the first Kardashian wedding, there might be a second?
Yeah, I heard they're going to do one on the other coast so more people can go and they can probably get more money out of it.
You know, I think the earthquake on the East Coast was probably God being angry for that right there.
Yeah,
right?
That was what he was saying. He's like, no, there's another one?
No!
Will she get three new Vera Wang dresses is what I want to know.
You know, and the problem is I hate them so much, yet I can't stop watching.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like some weird addiction.
I do have one question.
Yes.
It said the entertainment was by Alan Thicke.
Oh, well,
is he from Family Ties? That Alan Thicke?
That Alan Thicke. He's also the guy who wrote the Facts of Life theme.
Right. So did he do jingles as their entertainment?
No. Are you sure it was Alan Thicke and not Robin Thicke?
No, I'm not, but I think
it was Alan Thicke.
That's a power move, man. You get Alan Thicke as your.
It was Alan Thicke in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nice.
I thought that was peculiar.
Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire is a fucking awesome. Like, if you can have Earth, Wind, and Fire, who does like some of the awesomest like wedding song material ever?
But it's a Kardashians. You'd think they'd have like, I don't know, J Lo.
Well, why though? I mean,
or Elton John. I don't know.
Well. Maybe the sponsor wouldn't pay for the entertainment, so they had to come up with the money for the entertainment themselves. And they went, "Look, we have an Alan Thicke budget for what we're paying for. We do not have a Beyonce budget for what we're paying for. It's not how it works here."
Alan Thicke, I know Alan Thicke is kind of big in the business, though. I know that he used to write like theme songs, like for a lot of stuff, right? Maybe there's something about, maybe he's like the head of SAG. Who's the head of SAG right now? Who's like
Melissa
the head
Gilbert.
Of,
yeah.
Melissa Gilbert.
Little House on the Prairie.
Nate, can you do me a favor? And in the show extras, can you find some video or songs by Alan Thicke?
Well, the Facts of Life theme.
No, I mean real music. Something he would sing at a wedding.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I can't imagine he was all up there. Like, you take the good, you take
the bad. No, he was
DJing.
He was the MC for it.
Oh,
He was the guy, like, he was the MC for the wedding. That's... His as far as entertainment, like, I'm sure that's what his role was, because he would probably be kind of cool like that. Somebody else was.
Because I was picturing him music. Pulling his like doing the Michael Bolton and just like crooning.
Alan Thicke is actually, I've heard some of his stuff. It's kind of cheesy and it's very dated. The stuff I'd heard is really dated at this point. But he used to have a late night show called Thicke of the Night.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That lasted a very, very short time, and he's also a Canadian treasure.
It was a little bit longer than the Pat Sajak show.
No, Pat Sajak was on for quite a while.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, when CBS launched Pat Sajak, that show was 90 minutes long.
So he was on longer.
Yeah. If you put sheer length of time, Pat Sajak was up there. It was a 90-minute show, which is an incredible amount of time.
That is awesome.
All right, moving on from the Kardashians.
Jason, I just have to know, are you over there, like, tweeting what we're doing? He's all on his phone.
I was just looking up the fact that Project Runway has been on Lifetime since 2009.
But also on Bravo?
It's on Bravo, dude.
Well, the it says Bravo 2004, 2008, Lifetime 2009, present.
I don't buy it.
Well, Wikipedia is wrong sometimes.
Yes, it is. that's your source for everything. Hey, remember that band?
Cell phone just goes
off. Remember that awesome band Oasis from
Wonderwall?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Just maybe.
Yeah. Well, the Gallagher brothers are back at it again.
Of course.
Or back at each other. Because in addition to being the next Beatles, which never happened, the one thing that's still...
You got one song close.
Yeah. The one thing that's still true about them is they're both assholes. Liam Gallagher claims he's suing his brother Noel for telling the world Oasis bailed on a 2009 music festival because Liam was too, and I quote, hungover to perform, insisting he can prove that Noel was lying. Prove it! Liam told the UK tabloid The Sun, quote, "I have taken legal action against Noel Gallagher for statements he made claiming Oasis pulled out of the 2009 V Festival Chelmsford gig because I had a hangover," end quote. Liam claims the truth is he was suffering from laryngitis and he has a doctor's note to prove it. Now, I will say this.
Because it is hard to get a doctor's note.
Yeah, it's really hard if you're a celebrity to get a doctor's note. But I will say this. I have woken up in the morning after a night of drinking and not feeling my best. And I wouldn't be able to sing either. I wouldn't know if I would claim laryngitis. But the story continues. Liam says he's pissed because his bro's comments went, quote, "way beyond rock and roll banter" and questioned my professionalism. This story is from TMZ, by the way. He adds, quote, "I tried to resolve this amicably, but have been left with no choice but legal action. And all I want is an apology."
Okay, A, they're idiots. B, have they ever done anything amicably since the beginning?
even since Wonderwall, like, ever since, like, what's the story, Morning Glory? And then their second album after that, I can't remember what the name of that fucking album was.
That was, like, 1996, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the year I graduated high school. That's why I know exactly when that came out.
Jesus. It's 15 years ago since these guys have been even remotely relevant. Yet there they are going, Well, I suppose, I guess they're relevant in England if they're being asked to play festivals, but jeez.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, Tower of Power still gets asked to do festivals.
Yeah, but the Tower of Power is awesome. I mean, it's a horn section. I mean, it's not.
No, you're true, true. No, they're actual musicians.
Yeah, it's not Oasis. I mean, it's apples and oranges, dude, man. Yeah,
I think the only way that Noel and Liam will ever get along is if the two of them are dead.
Well, then they're not really getting along.
Well, I mean, they might get along in the ground.
Jesus.
Sorry, hey, listen, those guys, I loved Oasis. I was really upset. Honestly, like, that was my graduating year of high school. That's, like, music that helped define who I was. You know, that and Dr. Dre. Yeah, two separate things.
Wow.
And a little bit of, you know, some RBL Posse to put it in there. But,
wow.
I was born in the Bay. Too short, come on. Humpty Dance. Digital Underground. Tony, done it again.
I can't even comment. I'm so very white and Midwestern, I have nothing to say.
Yeah, Jason's the only one in the group who's a true Californian. We have a Californian in our midst.
Oh, damn, first right. Time.
Holding it down for California, yay.
Isn't Becca Californian? She was here last week as a guest.
Oh, yeah, I think she is.
Pleasant Girl went to India, you remember?
Right, yeah, Becca.
Yeah,
she's
Indian because she went to India, like, within the last month. So, like, she has to wait for India to, you know.
Wear off. once the henna wears off, she's back to being a Californian.
Then she's a Californian. Again.
Sure, there you go. Get everything passed through your system. So I went to a Rivercats game. My job had a big sort of company gathering where you go, you have, like, the barbecue and you get seats to a game. It's really kind of a cool deal that they did for us. Every now and then at the ball game, you see something very interesting that you don't get to see every day. And for us, we spotted this because we were sitting behind home plate and we were getting hot because it was just a hot day. And we moved up into the shade and we're looking there, we're watching the game. And we look down and suddenly we see this older lady with white hair and it's like really, you know, high on top. She looks like a Q-tip, sort of. An orange Q-tip. Somebody goes, is that lady just wearing a bathing suit?
Oh, no, I don't like where this is going.
And we look down, and she is, in fact, she is sitting in the seat, and all she is wearing is a one-piece floral print bathing suit. Because she loves the sun. Yes, Jason, I see you.
Is it one of those ones that has, like, the little fake skirt on it?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. No, it is not. But it is one piece. And then in order to get more sun upon herself, she decided it was a plan to go ahead and drop the straps down.
Okay, I'm getting a little woozy.
if you're wondering who the celebrity she most resembled, do you remember There's Something About Mary?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You remember Mary's
the
roommate?
Lady with the dog.
Magda.
Oy vey.
Okay, there's a song that you need to look up for after show songs, and that's Boomin' Granny by the Beastie Boys.
Was she all withered like Magda, like overly tan?
Yes, she looked like a saddlebag all over.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she was there with, she was sort of considerate to people around her.
She poked all their eyes out.
Oh, God.
No, she had to go up and get something. She went and got a bottle of water.
Yum.
Because she was with another gentleman who was in her age range. And he was kind of bald. So she went up and she got a bottle of water and she got some napkins. And when she got back to the seat, she wet down these napkins and put them on his head. So it looked for all the world like dude had a wet diaper on his head so he wouldn't burn. And then she kept sort of gently splashing water on her. On herself.
It's like the most horrible porn ever.
It's not horrible.
And so we're seeing this from, it was actually worse from behind because when she dropped the straps, it was like, and then she sat in the seat, from behind, she looked naked. And you're like, oh my God, what's going on? And because I'm
it doesn't matter if she drops the straps because her nipples are probably pointing to her waist.
Well, the top actually stayed up because I, being the considerate coworker I am, went down to say hello to some other coworkers and point out what was going on a few rows away from them. Because you don't want to miss that. You don't want to be at work on Monday morning and go, hey, did you see Magda in the stands? And they go, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
That was like my dad today that went, there was an earthquake and I missed it. I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe the next one. Maybe you'll catch the next one.
I just want to say that I thought Magda was pretty hot. The way that she could suck down a martini and then, like, you know, accidentally take a Quaalude or some Speed or whatever it is and...
Yeah, your standards are slightly questionable. However.
Yeah, no. Your standards
Jason's
are questionable.
Jason's turned on by an old woman that can do drugs and swallow a martini good.
Nice.
Well.
I mean, listen, she has probably a little bit of money. That's what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So I
that's
mean,
not help. This is you're not helping yourself here.
Yeah.
Have you ever
if
seen
there
that?
Are any really, really alcoholic, old, saddlebag-looking women that can down a martini in one gulp
and have
Quaaludes,
lots of money,
email the show. Jason would like your number.
You have to have a flat on Miami Beach. That's like the number one thing, I guess, what was going down there.
I'm pretty sure we don't have any of them listening to our show, but hey, you never know.
There might be some.
Did you hear about, I'm going to mess his name up now. Richard Branson? Is he the Virgin Mobile guy?
Mm-hmm.
His
no,
house burned down?
Well, he's the Virgin Airlines guy.
Virgin Airlines.
Yeah, I don't know if
did
it's
I just
Virgin
say
Mobile.
Virgin Mobile?
You did. He may own that, too.
He owns all the Virgins.
Yeah. All Virgins. Virgin
owns
Record
owns
Store.
All Virgins.
All Virgins.
Yeah, because he owns the record Virgin.
Yep.
Right.
That's him.
His house burned down, and apparently Kate Winslet helped him carry his old mother out of the house.
Right. His house on his private island burned down. I'm going to shed a tear for him right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, he doesn't care.
No.
he's already ready to build something bigger and better.
Well, I'm sure he cares, but it doesn't really hit you the same way it would if you were just an average person.
Well, but you have to
down.
Think about it. It's not just a house burned down. I mean, he may have had, like, family photos and stuff that's just as sentimental to everybody else in the house.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I feel the pain of the super rich guy with his own private island. It's a terrible thing.
He has feelings. He wants his childhood photos and his yearbooks just like everybody else.
And he's flying people to outer space.
Right?
He should have put the photos in outer space.
All right. Oh, you are so mean.
I know, I'm a dick. All right, speaking of that, you know what time it is, Mel. It's time for the only feature we have on the show. It is...
Cool.
Or
tool.
Whoa.
I love that so much.
Oh, I love doing my Fonzie and Joey impressions to bring that in. Jason, you've listened to the show. Cool or tool, basically, we've talked about, we pass judgment upon them whether they are, in fact, cool or a tool. And let's start with Kim Kardashian. Mel!
Oh, boy. I have really mixed feelings on this because the only reason I would say tool is because I'm bitter and jealous. I mean, I'm envious. She has created this life for herself, and I'm pretty freaking jealous. So I have to say cool just because I want to be Kim Kardashian. I mean, if I could have a big ass and be famous and have a Vera Wang dress, many of them, I would do it. So I have to say cool because I'm just bitter and jealous and I'm envious.
Before you go, Jason, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If a black guy had to pee on you and then put the tape on the internet for all that to happen, would you do it?
I would seriously consider it. If
Ray
I get
J
the beer, do I get the Vera Wang dress?
Ray J didn't pee on her.
Oh no, Jason's in the details.
Yeah, no, he just fucked her from behind.
But did he do it in the good place or the bad place?
Oh no, in the good place.
Well then I would totally, even though I think Ray J is gross, I would seriously give it some thought if there's fame and a Vera Wang dress.
I heard that he sent a tweet to her during the wedding or before the wedding that said, "And to think you owe this all to me."
Right.
That was the actual tweet I heard.
So Jason, Kim Kardashian, cool or tool?
Well, I'll try to be semi-short-winded here.
Okay.
Which means it's going to be very long-winded. But I must say that anybody, it's going to go out for my buddy, for my buddy James, who's getting ready to get married. Anytime you can get a wedding paid for completely and make some money on it, that's kind of cool. Not going to lie. That's kind of cool. So if you can make some money on having the biggest fucking wedding ever.
You can't knock a bitch for that.
You can't knock a bitch for that. That's cool.
You know what? I was right there with you until I found out she was having a second wedding. I'm like, if you stop at one, I'll give you a cool.
But every girl's dream, you know, a wedding, like to have two of them, how awesome. You can have different themes and different colors and different dresses and different cakes. And you can have different guests and you can do different songs.
And you can make twice as much money.
Right.
Oh my God. How freaking whipped is Chris Humphries that he's agreeing to go through this twice? Seriously.
Very.
Have you seen that ass?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go back to a famous photo that goes back to the dawn of the internet. It's a really hot blonde girl with really big hair and a swimsuit, and she's in her 20s, and the caption reads, "Somewhere, there's a guy who's sick of her shit."
True that.
So
I'm not saying it's going to last.
No, well, fair, but I'm just saying, good God, two weddings? Why not have one in Europe for all your European friends, too?
Give her ideas.
Can I do a segue question before we do the next cooler tool?
Like one of those where you lean forward and the thing goes where you want to go? Or is this something to transition?
Something to transition, not a cool segue. Though if anybody has one and wants to give it to me, I've always wanted one. It made me think of the blonde on the internet. So I saw this story on the other day and I was a little confused by it. There's this woman who is or is not maybe 16, and she married the guy that was Percy in The Green Mile.
Yes.
Who's old.
Yes.
But is this, I need more information. Is this real? Is she really 16?
Yes. It is in fact real. I love Joe. Jason and I got it in unison. It is in fact real. She is 16. She's a budding musical star. And as for any minor, her parents needed to give consent for it to happen.
But he's like in his 40s?
And she's 50s.
50s.
Yeah, and this happened in Nevada.
What?
Didn't it happen in Nevada?
So basically they're doing this.
It doesn't matter
because
where it happened.
Her career is more important to them than anything is what I'm guessing.
Well,
anything to get her press?
Look up the song that she wrote. That she has a song that's available. And it's like all about how like she gets boys to get her what she wants and shit like that. And then she's crying like, people that say I've never ever been in a porn movie.
Yeah, she's something.
And I know he's an actor, but in my head he's Percy, and Percy was such a dick.
Well, and I've seen video of them being interviewed together, and it is the creepiest goddamn thing you've ever seen. And it's not just creepy because he's creepy.
He's really creepy.
Well, he's a young looking 50, whatever he is, and she's, you know, she could pass for 20, but she has this really weird look in her eyes all the time, like she's on something.
She probably is. He's probably keeping her drugged.
Well, then he's doing
she's
it to
on her Satan.
Yeah, well, he's doing it to her parents, too, because they signed on the dotted line to give him permission. So, yeah, that's kind of a strange.
Well, they may be that those poor trailer trash / Lohan types that will do anything for the to live, you know, to piggyback off the fame of their kid.
How dare you sully the good name of Michael Lohan?
He was on Celebrity Rehab.
He just graduated.
Yeah.
Which means he'll probably pass away in 2 years.
Hey, aw, really?
Too soon, too Mike soon. Starr, I miss you.
I'm sorry.
Jeff Conaway. Anyway, it's my Jeff Conaway impression.
That was good.
Cool.
Not as good as your impression of who did you do the other week?
I forget. I do a lot.
You do a lot of guys.
I do a lot
Bruce Valanche.
No, it's not Bruce Valanche.
Bruce Valanche. Sweetheart.
Oh, no, it was Harvey Fierstein.
Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, my God. I love doing Harvey Fierstein because it's really easy to just sound kind of gravelly and whatever. So moving on with Cool or Tool, the Gallagher brothers, Liam and Noel, Cool or Tool. Jason, I'll let you start out.
Oh. Fucking retarded tools.
Mel?
I know, Tool just doesn't cover it. I'm going to call them fuckwads.
Okay. I'm going to differ again, just because I can.
You're such an ass.
No. Maybe it's a Tool move. But I'm going to go cool because
I want the why.
I will give you the why. And I'm an only child, so I haven't experienced this, but I've seen situations. I've got a lot of cousins where one sibling is really dickish to the other sibling, and there's this infighting. It is a fucking boss move to call out your brother in a lawsuit and just go, look, dude, you're a freaking liar, and I can prove you're a freaking liar. I mean, I'm sure he's full of crap, but still, it's a boss move. And in light of your Kim Kardashian, I'm going to go with the boss move.
I just want to say that that's hella boss.
Yeah.
You're using the word boss.
Right I just on. Think it's a douche move and nobody cares.
Well, no, to be fair, no one really does care. Because, I mean, it's all over. It's
TMZ.
Right. It's on TMZ. And basically what you have is you have two brothers where one got his feelings hurt and wants an apology. And it means nothing. I mean, there's no monetary consideration going on here.
It's a classic Irish thing, right? Like, it's like,
I mean, me and my brother fought like cats and dogs. I've yet to sue him over it.
Well, you might want to check your mailbox.
He does make good money these days.
Well, he might be filing one on you then because he can afford a better lawyer.
Dang it. I didn't think about that.
There you go. You got to be preemptive with these
things. I love you so much, Mike. You're the best brother in the whole wide world.
She really talks about how awesome you are, Mikey, all the time.
That is true.
It is true. I've not heard a bad word about your brother.
No, he's amazing.
Finally, Magda at the Rivercats game letting her freak flag fly. Let's go Cool or Tool. You know, I'm going to start this time because I never do.
Yeah, start.
I'm going to go Tool because, and here's why. She's obviously somebody who's very comfortable with her body, and she's probably one of enjoys a clothing optional event here and there, and she likes getting her sun. But, and here's why I'm going Tool. A baseball game, especially a minor league game, is really an event for kids and families and stuff like that. And I'm not Mr. Hey, everything has to be family friendly. But don't be doing that at a friggin' game. I mean, come on. If you want to do that, go down by the river with everybody else. and then if people see it, so be it. Go ahead. But it's a Tool move into slap a bunch of wet napkins on your significant other's bald head so it looks like he's wearing a used diaper. Also another Tool move. So that is a two times Tool for me. Mel?
Yeah, I say fly that freak flag at your trailer park, Magda. I'm not. Yeah, I mean, go to the Folsom Street Fair. You want to be a freak? Be a freak where the freaks go. Don't come around my family. Cover your tatas and your weird old skin.
Well, to be fair, she did have a sundress that she threw on when she went up to get her water.
Well, thank you, Magda.
All that really meant was we got to see her entire swimsuited body as she stood up.
Blech.
Yeah, Jason, Cool or Tool?
It's so hard for me because there's this one part of me that's so attractive.
Your penis or what?
Yeah, no, it's just like...
He's still slightly aroused.
I can't, like, it's slightly, you can tell. Actually, it's fully, though.
Wow, I wouldn't brag about that.
No, I'm not trying to brag about it, but you guys brought
I'm
it
glad
up.
The microphone is blocking my view of your package.
I will say, though, that I really, really, really want to say it's so cool because she's so loving and cares about her significant other to make sure that he doesn't get a ball, like, you know, a sunburned head. I mean, like, come on. I mean, like, I know that my dad has to worry about that shit. You know, my grandfather had to worry about
that. You know
that
what?
Shit.
There's this stuff I've heard you can buy. It's called sunscreen. I hear it works
but
pretty well.
But it doesn't
well.
Keep your head cool, though.
You can also wear a hat.
You can also wear a hat, especially at a baseball game. So that's why I'm going to say Tool, because yeah. You should have just brought a hat to the baseball game.
Yeah, pretty much.
And nobody wants to see those titties.
Well, I will be fair. You could not see those, but from behind, she did look.
It was
naked.
Questionable from behind.
Yeah, it was. It really was, and it sounded like I gagged there. I was just in mid breath. Went to the San Francisco Zoo last week. My first trip to the venerable San Francisco Zoo. You guys been? Either one of you?
Yep.
Yep.
Kind of an interesting thing. The most exotic animal I saw there. Anybody care to guess? Anybody?
A bear.
Some type of hog.
You're both wrong. It was an LA Clippers fan proudly wearing a t-shirt. I know it was a trick question. I'm sorry.
What was your favorite animal?
You know what? I am a sucker for the big cats. So yeah. love the tigers. And there was this one male lion, just immense, immense lion sitting in his cage inside the lion house. But and they've done a ton of reinforcing and making everything higher at the tiger exhibit. Obviously, if you didn't hear a few Christmas Eves ago, some
jackass.
Yeah, there you go. Were allegedly taunting some tigers, and the tiger managed to get out of the tiger enclosure and injured one and killed another person. Jason is dying over there.
All I have to say to that is, who'd a good kitty?
Well, and unfortunately, the San Francisco police had to shoot the tiger because it was a tiger roaming free in the zoo and there were still visitors there. But Christmas Eve or the day after, it was around Christmas a couple of years ago. But they have, basically, they put a lip on the enclosure so that it's not like a straight wall up. They then put giant tall plexiglass and reinforced beams going up. So there's literally no way a tiger without a rocket pack is getting out of there.
No, those tigers are crafty motherfuckers.
They are indeed. There are tons of cool animals there.
I like the okapi.
What's an okapi? I don't recall that.
I'm not sure if they have one at the San Francisco Zoo. Most places have them. Okapis look sort of like horses with zebra legs.
No, there was not that.
I love those things.
I don't even think there were any zebras. I might be mistaken, but I don't recall any zebras. There were giraffes.
But do they have tortoises?
Don't think so.
You know where you should go if you want to see zebras? And don't say Africa.
Okay.
Santa Rosa. They have a wild animal park, and you can ride on like one of those African jeeps, and you get to ride right through the zebras and the water buffaloes. It's awesome.
So it's like you're on safari in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Sweet. But the one thing I will take away from the San Francisco Zoo, and there are signs up everywhere to don't do things, like, and they've made them language non-specific. It's like there are actually signs everywhere. It's like pursed lips with a finger over them, like saying shh, don't make. And then there's also the ones that say don't make loud noises, obviously. So we're looking at the gorillas, the silverback gorillas, and there's one big male. It's the way they do it. They've got one big male silverback gorilla and like three or four female gorillas there, and then one baby gorilla. And they're sitting in there, and we're up above the exhibit looking in, and down below there's an underpass with some glass, and there's a dude with a cane, like really heavy set dude with a cane, leaning on the railing, and this jackass is rapping on the glass with his cane.
That always baffles me for so many reasons. What is he expecting exactly? The gorilla's going to come over and do a little tap dance just for him?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what he's expecting, and we're watching this.
Sir, I hope you're listening. You're an ass.
Yeah, well.
Tool.
It gets better, because we're watching him do this, and he doesn't, and, you know, my girlfriend's next to me, and she's, like, getting upset with him, and I go, yeah, this guy's a dick. I go, okay, well, he hasn't done it for a bit. And then he does it again. He's done it like three or four times now. And she's like, I'm thinking about calling and narking on the guy, because there's numbers.
Good for her.
There's numbers all around the park to do that. And I'm like, if he stopped, let's just. Nope, then he does it again. So he's up to a fifth time. I go, call them. Just go and call them. So she's going to call them. And while she's over calling him, one of the gorillas charges, does like a run at the glass and wraps the glass back. And this guy is in heaven because he has gotten the gorilla to do the same thing.
He got what he wanted.
Yeah, it was awesome. And here was the disappointing part, because we're expecting, she called and they're like, okay, well, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. They come over. But it's not this. You would think it would be something really official. No. It's just a dude in a zoo outfit on a bicycle. Rides over and has like a 5-second interaction with the guy, and the guy walks away, and that was it.
Well, that's official.
Yeah, I'm like, they're gonna throw his giant glass tapping ass out of the zoo, aren't they? No, they're just gonna make him move along.
Maybe that's just his first warning of the day.
Yeah, it's just like California in general. We don't really have consequences for anything here.
Oh, I was so pissed.
You know, the thing is they should have stopped him, because the next place he went to was the monkey exhibit, and he started throwing his own shit, and that was too much.
Well, I don't know, because I don't think he could actually reach back that far. He was a man of much, much larger carriage.
Though I do have to say, I very much respect you guys for calling. I think so many people tend to do that, watch and be pissed off, but do nothing.
No. Well, and that's the thing. It was this sort of line, like, okay, he did it once. That's kind of a dick move, but are we really going to make a big deal of it? Once you get to like two and three times, it's like, all right, now you're just being a jag-off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was going anywhere. He was camped out there having the time of his life, leaning over on the rail. And at one point, the gorilla went over and is like eyeballing him and obviously getting really upset. So, you know, it's people baffle me when they're around animals. Now, I grew up on a farm in Vermont, so I have a lot more experience around animals than most people do. But they're not really that hard. You just sort of, if they're your domesticated pets, you pay attention to them. You call them over. You pet them. You take care of them like that. If they're wild animals, you observe them from a distance. You don't call them like it. And at this point, when this is going on, somebody comes up and they're like whistling to the gorilla like it's their cat. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you know, we're talking about the guy doing that. She's like, we're not supposed to make noise. And I'm like, there's a sign right there, you stupid bitch. That was in my head. I didn't actually yell that at the lady because then I would have been thrown out for being mean to somebody.
And using bad language in a family-oriented environment.
Oh, yeah. And this guy was there, and it was like a family outing. It's like, hey, so there's these little kids who were like, hey, it's going to be cool to go and pound on the glass. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
People baffle me in general, though. I have to tell a very quick story because and I hope this guy's listening. I don't know you. I don't know your name. But I see you every week, so maybe you're listening. I don't know. So there's this person that goes to my gym, and I will not name the gym or the location, but he'll know who he is, and anybody else that works out at the gym, you're going to know exactly who I'm freaking talking about. So there's this guy that works out at the gym, and he's not like a hard body. He's an older guy. He runs on the treadmill, and he makes it go so fast that he can't really keep up with it, and he holds on to the hand things. And he's going so fast, he's almost about to fall, and he slaps his feet as hard as he can, and he does the, but every so many seconds, he looks around to see if anybody's looking, because he's doing it for attention.
Sure.
He's also playing earphones, and every so often, he raps the side of the machine to the beat, and sings some of the words really loud, and then looks around to see if anybody's looking. So it's not because he's so into his workout, because he does it every freaking day, you're a douchebag, and he's distracting and intimidating. But whenever he looks around, everybody kind of looks at their machines or looks away because nobody wants to acknowledge it, partly because they don't want to give him the positive reinforcement and partly because it's awkward. So yesterday, and he'll know because we made eye contact, he turned around and was looking, and I happened to be right behind him on a machine, and I gave him the, what, you fucking douchebag look. And he turned around really fast because maybe he didn't ever get eye contact. I don't know, but I wanted to walk up to him and be like, what's your problem? You're so distracting. You're a dick. Knock it off. Do your workout and go home.
Well, now think of it this way. I'm going to go super liberal on her for a second.
So I will punch you in the face.
I'm going to go super liberal?
Super California liberal on you.
Oh, my shit.
Now, what?
Maybe
what
you go super liberal on people?
And sometimes I will.
Oh, wow.
Now, what if this poor gentleman just lost his wife recently to a heart-rending battle with cancer, and he doesn't really know how to handle himself because they were high school sweethearts, and they got married right out of high school, and he's just heartbroken and lonely and doesn't know how to handle himself. And he has a touch of Asperger's, but it was never really diagnosed because they didn't do that back then. What about that then?
Don't give a fuck.
You just say you don't give a fuck if somebody has Asperger's.
I know.
Up.
No, I don't give a fuck about this guy because I'm sure none of that's true. And even if it were, if somebody hasn't talked, you know, I used to work with mental patients, okay? I get it.
You still do.
I still do. I'm working with two of them right now. And there is something to be said for learning appropriate daily living skills and social skills. Yeah. If you cannot be out in public, and this guy wears scrubs, so I have a feeling he's in the medical profession, so whatever. And even if you have Asperger's, you know how to behave. If he can get himself to the fucking gym, then he knows how to behave appropriately. And the fact that he's doing that and look, you know, if it was somebody that was just, in, you know, sometimes there's people that are really in their heads and they're singing and they don't realize how loud they're singing, doesn't piss me off like this guy. No. This guy drives me freaking nanas.
Wow, he really does.
He
I can see it. It
makes
think
me mad.
I don't think I've ever seen Melis.
You know, and here's the thing. Another story. I was at a restaurant in town called Jack's Urban Eats.
Yeah,
really
sure.
Good restaurant. And when you go to Jack's, it's sort of one of those like cafeteria lines. Now, the line sort of splits. One line is for salads. One line is if you want the carving station, the meats. So the salad people wait, but the meat people, there's usually less of them because everybody goes there for salads. They kind of go around. So we were there one day, and we went around because I wanted a sandwich, ordered my sandwich. There was this old guy there, and he called me out. He said, you cut. And I thought he was joking. I said, no, sir, I didn't. There's a salad line and a carving station line, so that's just the policy here. And he just went off. He told me I was foul-mouthed and rude and blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, this guy must be having a bad day. He's having a bad freaking day. And you know what I did? When I got up to the front of the line, I bought his meal.
Nice.
You know what he did? Threw a temper tantrum that he didn't need my help. He didn't need anything from me, and I should go fuck myself. Never said thank you. The manager was appalled. Everybody was really apologetic, but I felt like I did the right thing in that situation.
Oh, you did. You had some fuck you money, and you decided to say, hey, fuck you.
That's right.
I did that the other night. One of the best moves that I just saw the other night, I was at Streets of London. The place was crowded, all right? And I was trying to get a beer, and these three hot chicks come up, and they think they're going to cut in front of me to get a beer. And I'm like, no, Excuse me, you're not, just because you have nice tits, you're not going to get in front of me and get a beer. You're not going to stop me from getting a beer. And I say that to her. I say, like, just because you're hot doesn't mean you're going to get a beer for me. You can get back at me. So she gets
He has offended. His priorities.
Yeah, so she got upset, all right? And she walked to the back of her friend's line, and her other friend got back at me, all right? But then I got to the front, they're talking shit about me. I could tell they're talking shit about me. So I got up there, and I just happened to pull out $40 on accident instead of just the $20 that I had. I was like, you know what? Fuck these girls. And I was like, you know, listen, I want you to, here's my money for my beer, and here's $20. I want these three, I'm going to buy these three girls back a new beer. And I'm not buying it because I like them or I think they're cute, but because the next time one of them's rude and they want to talk shit, they should realize who they're fucking with because they might have just fucked with the wrong guy.
Good for you.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I went back, sit down with everybody. Alex was there, so he could definitely back the story up. I go back and sit down, like, 5 minutes later, they walk outside with their beers, they come back. For the next 25 minutes, they sit there and talk to me and try to see what's up. And one of them gives me their phone number at the end of the night. Just by me being a little bit of an asshole, being like, I don't give a fuck.
Well played, sir.
That's fair. That is a boss move. Because they know where there's $40, there could be $60.
Right? Where does that term come from?
A boss move?
Boss. Yeah, I've never heard 50s. That.
Yeah, it's been around for a while now.
Is it an East Coast thing, or is it just a general, I'm too young or uncool to know it?
I've heard it. The first time I heard it was like in a movie or something.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it was a movie that I saw also that had to do with the 50s.
Yeah. And
it's Jimmy Dean.
It's sort of.
James Dean. Jimmy Dean makes sausage.
Exactly. And the sausage maker.
And then
Boss
sort of,
sausage.
It sort of came back around when SNL did the viral, not viral video, but they did the digital short.
Yeah.
The Like a Boss song.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'll put in show extras this week.
I'll
make a note to put that in. So I've got a lot of stories about Yosemite, but I'm going to hold those for next week so that we don't go an hour and a half this time. I will say this, though. I am pretty sure that I would rather have a toenail yanked out than have to watch the new Sarah Jessica Parker movie. Have you guys seen the ads for this thing?
What is it called? How does she do it? Or
yes, how does she do it?
With a long nose.
Well, with a horse face. basically, the entire preview of the movie is like they're getting ready to have like a romantic evening, like a sexy evening with her and her husband. And cut to her asleep in bed. How does she do it? Well, I'll tell you how she does it. She disappoints her husband. Well done.
Aww.
Isn't that every husband, though, disappointed?
Well,
she does nothing for me. Just thinking about her being sexy with anybody makes me a little ooky.
She's one of those people who on TV I can buy, but on a big screen in a movie theater, I do not buy her as an actress. I just don't.
The only thing I like her in is Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Jesus.
Because she's in a lot of makeup.
Wow. Yeah, and that would be required. But this whole thing of – this happens a lot, too, when you're talking about TV shows and movies, is they will cast somebody for whatever reason they get cast. Sometimes it's because they're a really good actor or actress, and sometimes it's because they know somebody or somebody is owed a favor. And they
usually
will go,
because somebody's owed a favor.
Right. It's like that their agent also represents somebody good. And if you want them to do your other project, you have to put this person in this project. But there's a whole lot of telling people who is really attractive and who isn't. And you go through this like a whole movie and it's like, oh, she's so pretty. She's so hot. No, she is not. She is not hot. And I will go to the whole men, and I know you know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure you do too. There are women that women think are attractive, and there are women that guys think are attractive. And let me put it to you this way, and this is really going to cut through the entirety of everything. Women judge women as being attractive for very ancillary reasons, like how their hair looks and how they carry themselves and their attitude. Here's how guys do it. Would I put my penis in her? And that's really where it begins and ends. Yeah,
that's about it.
Would I go ahead, just sight unseen, go, all right, let's go, and be ready to go? That's pretty much it. And I argue that because the penis is not a thinking, sentient being, that it makes an unbiased judgment as hot or not.
I definitely agree with that, and I'll like kind of one up on that, like, or like add to that and support it, being that like I can like. maybe if I heard Sarah Jessica Parker act in a play or something like that, and I just saw how great and amazing she is at acting, maybe that would arouse my penis.
But make her more attractive.
Right, because, like, you know, my penis likes that type of stuff for some reason. It's unbiased in that sense.
Well, maybe it maybe it tickles your balls a little. And then there you go. Just have to add that little bit of extra. It's a very different vibe to the show when it's two straight guys than we have Larry, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
I'll be like Larry the rest of the show. Right?
No, it's really refreshing.
but I get it because, like, her husband... Matthew Broderick is not a particularly attractive guy, but he is so talented.
Right.
That makes him so hot.
Right. Well, if you go back to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which was really where, well, if you don't count War Games, that was where Matthew Broderick was really sort of launched into the public consciousness. And Matthew Broderick, playing Ferris Bueller, had the hot girl as his girlfriend, and he was the cool guy, and being the cool guy means you're the attractive guy, especially if you're really cool with everybody. Everybody likes him. Everybody's cool. So suddenly, Matthew Broderick is a hot guy. When in reality, as Mel says, he's an average-looking guy who runs over people in Europe. True story.
Yeah.
But did the person in Europe deserve to be run over?
Well, they're dead, so I don't know.
Did he really kill somebody in Europe?
Yes, he did. He really killed somebody in Europe.
So that's probably why there's not a Ferris Bueller's Day Off, too, because it would just, like...
Or because he's really old now.
Yes, his day off, he's cutting time from his job.
I thought it would be funny if they did that shit.
Ferris Bueller's retirement party.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it would be.
Ferris Bueller's really long lunch.
Actually, it's Weekend at Ferris.
That's terrible. But funny.
I like it. Yeah,
thanks. Ferris Bueller. I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off, too.
And could you imagine if it had been Michael J. Fox? Wasn't he up for the part?
I don't remember. I think Michael J. Fox did okay for himself with Back to the Future and a few other things. I actually like Secret of My Success, which was another Michael J. Fox movie from that same sort of era. Actually, really kind of underrated film, if you happen to catch it on
Doc
cable.
Doc Hollywood was
okay. I love
also.
Doc Hollywood.
Right? I mean, The Frighteners, huh? Look at that. The Frighteners was amazing. You guys didn't see
Frighteners? I don't recall it.
That's Peter Jackson's The Frighteners. Before he did Lord of the Rings, before he did that, the last movie he'd done before that was The Frighteners. And it takes place, like, Jake Busey's in it. Michael J. Fox is in it. It's awesome. It's about, like, he's a paranormal, like, a paranormal ghost hunter guy. But because of... Yeah, you guys need to see it. If you have not seen The Frighteners, you should see it. It's awesome. It's a great movie.
It's a Peter Jackson film. Is it 5 hours long like all of his other films?
No, just about 2.5.
Oh, only 2.5. Jesus Christ.
Just kidding. It was a comedy, a horror comedy. It was really good. I'm one of my 5 stars, without a doubt.
I will Netflix it.
Speaking of movies, went to see a documentary in Berkeley on Friday as well after the zoo. So 2 hours to get from the San Francisco Zoo to Berkeley. That was so bad. Worst traffic I've ever been in. And the funny thing was, it was stop and go 5 mile per hour traffic all the way to the Bay Bridge. And then on the Bay Bridge, I was doing 50 miles an hour because it was clear. And then when we got to the other side of the Bay Bridge, traffic stopped again. It was the most convoluted thing I've ever seen. Saw the documentary Senna about the late F1 driver Ayrton Senna. Anyway, the point of the story is the landmark Shattuck Cinemas in Berkeley. Walk in, and I'm expecting, it's kind of an older theater, or I'm led to believe this, so I'm expecting to walk in and have, like, crappy old seats, and it's going to be one of those iffy places. Walk in, and every theater has high-back leather chairs that sort of rock back and lean back a little bit about the...
Lazy boys.
There's no leg lift, but they lean back further than an airline seat, and they're also wider and far more comfortable. And it's got wide arms. Like, normally in a movie theater, you have that inch-and-a-half wide arm thing. Like, you're going to share that with somebody. This one actually has... You could share the armrest with people. That's how big it was. So it was just kind of... My biggest worry was... the seat was so comfortable and it had been such a long day. I'm worried because I'm looking forward to seeing this doc, and it's not coming to Sacramento. It's not on the Sacramento isn't the list of cities that it's coming to. So I know I've got to go to the Bay Area if I want to see it. I'm worried I'm going to fall asleep because the seat is so comfortable. And I almost did before the movie started because we got in there early.
And it's about a, what is a F1? Is that a plane or a car?
Formula One.
It is a car. It is a Formula One race car. And Ayrton Senna is a Brazilian driver. He is a national hero in Brazil. And yeah, are you mocking me now?
No, I would never do that.
What are you doing?
It sounds really interesting.
She was pantomiming.
And he was the best driver in the world, and he was killed in a race in 1994. So it was about his career, his dealing with the politics of being a South American and a European dominated thing, his rivalry with French driver Alain Prost. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go to something more like. So let's talk again about Sarah Jessica Parker movies. Go back to something more your speed. I'm sorry to bring out a documentary about something that happened outside of the United States to you, Mel.
It's about racing cars. I'm sorry, I'm insensitive. I don't know anything about NASCAR either.
Mel, you're so insensitive sometimes.
I am insensitive.
Nate, you're handsome. You know, you're a nice guy. You're wonderful. You know, you're so great.
That's okay. I'll deal with Mel's thing. One more thing I wanted to kick out before we left. We're driving back from Yosemite, and I'll have Yosemite stories next week. So, and we're driving by, we're driving out toward Merced, out of it's basically the east entrance of Yosemite, and we're heading back through. And we're getting back into farm country, and it's like, so you've got the almonds, and you've got the pistachios and everything else. And then it occurred to me, the Central Valley of California really is America's nutsack.
If you
stop and think about it, and I want to make that the new marketing campaign. The Central Valley of California. Welcome to America's nutsack.
I like it. We have walnuts.
So that makes San Bernardino like the taint?
Oh.
I think you're being generous.
You butthole.
I've been through San Bernardino. It's
I'm just talking about the county though.
Yeah, I am too. I'm not gonna generalize. Yeah, it's San Bernardino, Riverside, California.
The butthole of California.
It really, honest to God, it is. You have to go over the ridge of the anus that is the pass over to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Now, I realize I'm not from here. I always heard that Fresno was one of those kind of bad things.
Here's the fun
it's like
thing.
The belly button with wind in it.
Here's the fun thing about, especially in the Central Valley, and this is what amuses me, is the further you go south, the more people crap. It's like the crap runs north to south here. So in SAC, people crap on Stockton, and people crap on Modesto, and Modesto people crap on Fresno. Fresno craps on Bakersfield, and so on. Basically, once you get to Bakersfield, you're done. It's a different part.
Everything ended up in Tijuana.
Jason?
Yeah, now it does end up in Tijuana.
I only went to you because I know you spent significant time in San Diego.
Yes,
so.
I was born there. I was born in San Diego.
So yeah, that just sort of occurred to me.
So my boyfriend lives in a nutsack.
He does. He lives in America's nutsack.
The
good.
Nutsack of America.
Dun 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 dun. Come on and give us a little tickle. We're the nutsack of America.
Fondle us.
We'll appreciate it a lot.
Touch our nuts.
Hum your.
Put our delicious nuts in your mouth.
And normally I finish off with what's pissing me off this week, but I already talked about the jackass with the gorilla, and I'm in a good mood because I went to Yosemite, and oh my God, Yosemite is so freaking unbelievable. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that it wasn't fake. That's how immense and impressive it looked.
Yeah.
So I'll tell my Yosemite stories next.
I want to hear a little bit about this. I know you don't want to have an hour and a half show. I mean, like, I love Yosemite, and like, it's always fun to go to Yosemite.
You will have to come back next week.
I'll give you a little taste. The second day in Yosemite, went to a place that Dirk Verdorn, meteorologist Dirk Verdorn, told me about called Glacier Point, and it's only open part of the year. And basically, from Glacier Point, you're looking across the valley at Half Dome and the whole thing. It's really, really spectacular. I'll put one of the pictures I took on the show extras page just to give people a teaser to next week. So that's kind of cool. So we're going to wrap with a little story. James Franco, man who cut off his arm in a movie?
Yeah, I don't enjoy him.
Okay, well, you might now. He wasn't kidding when he said on Conan that he was directing a porn documentary. That's right. TMZ spies caught Franco earlier this summer staking out one of the biggest porn studios in the country. He was seen chatting up some of the employees at kink.com, which is in San Francisco, He is helming a project about the company, which plunked down, check this out, the porn company, kink.com, plunked down $14.5 million to move into the old San Francisco Armory in 2006. That's mind-blowing. So James Franco went and toured the place in June, and he's going to be coming back in the in a few months to film his porn documentary.
I like him better now.
I thought so.
I'm not gonna lie. I appreciate the art of porn. I'm a fan. My initial reaction was to talk about a website that kink.com has, but I don't watch porn, Dad. I love you so much, Daddy, and I don't watch any porn.
Oh, Mel. Who's buzzing? Jason, are you the one buzzing? I'm getting a buzz. Are you vibrating over there?
Sorry.
Jason's vibrator is going off.
Oh. So why is it not in my lap?
Hey now.
Hey
now. Mel's dad. Mel, she doesn't use a vibrator.
No, I don't even know. No, you can't get that. You know, I grew up in Hamilton County, so porn was not available.
What?
And then Larry Flint changed all that.
Yeah, my hero, Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hero in a wheelchair.
Here on a wheelchair.
But if you wanted porn, you had to, like, you know, mail order, and it would come in a brown bag because you couldn't go into a store and buy it.
Did a lot of mail order, did you?
No.
Little.
I had no idea that you're so, like, I mean, like, I have a daily porn act, you know. I mean, like, when I'm single, I have a daily porn habit. But, I mean, when I'm not single, I don't need a daily porn habit, usually.
I appreciate the art of
pornography.
Of pornography. Okay. I do.
There's a lot of, I mean, there's definitely a lot of art in it, and there's definitely something to be said about, you know, being able to, you know,
perform. Sure.
And do what you love doing.
Yeah. If you die on the set, you die doing what you love doing.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be great?
So on that note, we're going to leave on a happy note this week. We don't usually do that. I want to thank our friend Jason Casey for sitting in for Larry.
Thanks, Jason.
This week. Hey, Jason, I know you perform at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. You got some shows coming up you want to talk about?
Oh, I do. Actually, we have a great show coming up this Saturday with Joe Carnahan from
Saturday the 27th, because sometimes people listen to these later.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Saturday the 27th, I have a show with Joe Carnahan's going to be there. From Smoking Aces. You directed Smoking Aces.
And the 18 movie.
The 18 movie.
And we'll both be there. So come see us both.
So you can see both of us.
Yeah.
So I do that every Saturday at 9 o'clock.
You want the trifecta? Right after that show, I'm in a show with Brian Yang and John Alston called Heckler Cinema. So all three of us are going to be at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Look at that.
You would be a fool to not come out Saturday night.
That would be ridiculous if you didn't come out.
If you're in Sacramento this Saturday, I would highly suggest coming out to see Anti-Cooperation League and Heckler Cinema. It's the first Heckler Cinema, so it should be a lot of fun. So,
and I think there's a decent chance that the 9 o'clock show will sell out, so I would recommend buying your tickets.
Yeah, and Heckler Cinema will definitely sell out afterwards, because the first show, when that sells out, the second
everyone
show
stays.
Sells out also. So buy tickets, and you can get a discounted ticket if you buy both tickets at the same time.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to promote shit.
Should I give the website, or is that too much?
Oh, you mean sackcomedyspot.com?
That's
that website?
One. Oh, you know who you didn't talk about tonight?
Who?
Huge Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Our sponsor, Huge Entertainment. They make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week because it's their equipment we're using.
Huge, thanks.
Huge Entertainment, spelled H-U-G. You can like them on Facebook, just like you can like the Nate Darling Show on Facebook. They provide entertainment for parties all through the Sacramento area, into Nevada and the Bay Area. And it's not just music, because they do regular music DJing, they do karaoke, and they do light shows. So check them out for all of your entertainment needs for your potty and your entertaining. So, for our friend Larry Mead, who's in Los Angeles doing something illicit.
We miss you.
We do miss you, Larry.
I miss you, Larry. I miss your city.
Our friend Jason Casey, thanks again for sitting in.
Thank you. You guys
are wonderful. And my friend Mel.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good one. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody. Got nothing in my pocket. We'll be right back.
hurricane. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Living in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, rolling like the celebrity. Living in Beverly Hills. I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars.